when John Nearing became a Marysville City Council member, in 2002, the town had fewer than 30,000 residents. Now he's the mayor, and Marysville is home to 60,000 people. So I asked him, what is the future he wants to help make for his fast-changing town?
You know, there's an interesting stat, and I'll get to answering directly your question, but there's an interesting stat I want to throw out there. Our median average income in Marysville rocketed up by $14,000 a year, I believe it was last year. And so that tells you something. I don't think that all of our current residents got on average, a $14,000 a year raise. What it tells me is a lot of people are moving in from probably south, you know, that have good paying jobs, but they can't afford to live there anymore. And so they're moving to where housing is, or they get more house for their dollar. And so what I envision is you know, we are an area that is attracting, you know, some wealth into the community, which I think is a good thing in a lot of ways, because that'll help fund new schools that we need and other things. But I also see as the vision for Marysville is that, you know, as a working class community, we want to provide jobs closer to home for our residents if they want them. And so what we've done is we've provided a lot of commercial opportunities, so you can shop in Marysville, you can get all the services you need, and you keep your money at home and you don't have to drive as far. We believe we've provided a lot of ways to recreate in Marysville for low cost or free recreation opportunities. What we need to do is provide, or do our best to provide, more family wage jobs. And so we have the Manufacturing Industrial Center that we're working on in coordination with the City of Arlington in the north part of Marysville, south part of Arlington, over 4,000 acres of area that's been zoned for light industry and manufacturing, and we hope to attract good paying jobs out there. We want a quality of life that's second to none. We want quality of recreation that's second to none. We would also like to provide you the opportunity, you know, if you want to have a family wage job in our community.
And what do your bosses, the Marysville citizens, tell you about any downside of change?
Well, certainly whenever you have, you know, the type of growth that we've experienced, you have more traffic. There's some help coming. It's a ways in the making here, but it is funded. And then we're doing some local road improvements to try and help as well. But there's no question that traffic is a concern of people. And then obviously as you grow too, people want to make sure you have the law enforcement personnel to take care of that increased growth. And so council and I have made it a priority to begin to beef up our police force. And so we're hiring extra officers every year to try and make sure we keep pace with that.
One of our Marysville listeners wrote to us, he owns a farm. And he reminded us first that Marysville grew partly because you annexed land 7 years ago. And he says the annexation happened without a vote or public input, that city leaders don't want agriculture, that crime is up. Quote, it is no fun living in this new empire of Marysville. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I'd say everybody certainly is entitled to their own opinion on growth and how it goes. And I would say that everybody's thoughts should be considered on that. What I would say is that, you know, that was before I was mayor, but I was on the council, so I remember that annexation. And this is a really important point. We had about 20,000 residents that were right up the spine of this community. And so, in other words, you had City of Marysville residents to the west of them and to the east of them. And so what you had was literally a Marysville police officer could come service a house on a call on one block, and on the other side of the street, a few houses up, it was county. And so there was a lot of frustration by a lot of people of why can I not get the type of service that city residents are getting? And, you know, you got to remember all these 20,000 were using our roads, we're using all the parks and all the things that taxpayers are paying for, but they were paying all their taxes to the county. And then you also have the fact that this was in our urban growth area. It eventually had to come into the city. That's what growth management is all about. So as city leaders, you sit and say, well, these people are using our roads, they're using our parks, they're using a lot of our services, they're not paying taxes to the city of Marysville, and they don't feel part of our community because when they call, they have to wait for a sheriff while their neighbor, you know, gets a city police officer there within a few minutes. And so the vast majority of those people are happy to be in the city because of what I just told you. They're investing now in their own community and all the services they use. And of course, there's some that, and I believe I know the person you're talking about who has a farm and may feel like this wasn't the best thing for him. And I respect that. I don't have a problem with that. It's just when you're in city leadership, you have to look at what's best for the majority of folks. And that doesn't always mean that everybody comes out of it feeling great about it.
The mayor of Marysville, Washington, John Nearing, talking about growth in that community, and we'll be reporting on growth all around the Sound this year. Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill.
Are you living outside of Seattle in a part of this region that is having some of that amazing growth? Because we would like to hear your story and your take. Talk to us on Twitter with the hashtag #RegionOfBoom.